Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good afternoon, everyone. And I'm so glad that you are restarting your day. What have you been doing?
Listening to a great show this morning. That was really good guest.
Yeah,
6 a.m. show, which I'm hoping to be a part of, was incidentally last week. I said we're from Santa Monica, Santa Maria. How about Santa Clarita? I listened to your show in Santa Clarita, California.
Can you hear it out there?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you know that Santa Clarita was Spanish for single mom? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Okay. See, you learn something every day.
That's one of the nicest men you'll ever meet, right there.
You know, we've got a great show for you this afternoon, and Karen Campbell's here with us. Thank you. And then we've got Huck Flynn. I'm so glad you brought your guitar. I just saw him at a great show over at Borderline. All right, I love it. And he's got his book, Rockin' Nam. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. I'm so excited. And and then we've got Dan Chun. He's going to join us, and he's going to talk about how to pick a spouse, a proven practical guide to finding a lifelong partner. And then we're going to talk about forgiveness. Are you forgiving me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I love you.
And you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about forgiving, but we're going to talk about what makes us happy. I mean, really, what makes us happy? What makes us get up every day?
Ask Huck and I, because we like the same things.
Don't get me started.
Donuts. Okay, we like donuts, right?
Oh, gosh. Clean eating.
Bagels.
Oh, God. Bagels. And you know what? We've got some giveaways. In fact, what are we going to give away, Spence?
We have some excellent giveaways. How about the Dan Band at the Canyon Club? That is Dan Finnerty playing some music there. That's April 4th.
Not to be confused with the Lieutenant Dan Band.
That is correct.
That's right. Right.
That is correct. It is different. Lieutenant Dan supports a lot of combat military and troops, and we know him from Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So a different fellow. Herb and Dorothy, let's go with Herb. Herb and Dorothy, they are in the Ventura Film Society. It's a great, great program that they have there once a month. April 8th is another one here, and that film we have tickets for. And if you like pooches, you like doggies, how about Cesar Millan live?
I love that. Yeah. A lot of people want to go to see him. He's going to talk about, you know, it's so interesting. Animals, that's a whole nother topic, right? I'm telling you, I just saw on Facebook, okay.
Let's do a pet show.
Yeah. Well, I just saw on Facebook, this guy was doing his yoga, okay? And his dog was doing his yoga right
next to
him.
Downward facing dog?
Yeah. Did you see it? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it was awesome. I mean, my dogs like watch TV with me.
I don't have a dog.
I know.
Right now.
Don't
you
even
know
get
happened.
Him started. Don't even
me,
go.
Start
He'll start crying right here. Okay, never mind. Anyways, you know what? Also,
me and you and a dog named Boo.
Oh, I love it. I love it. See, Huck, I love that you're here.
Why can't he be part of our show every
week?
Yeah,
could
why
you
can't
do that?
I?
Could
yeah.
you? All right. All right. See, I love it. We just need
Coach and the Huck.
Kim and the coach and Huck, the Huck.
Huck and the coach.
Yeah. We won't even go there, okay? Oh, God. Anyways, what else do we have? What was the other show that we have?
Oh, we have The Heights.
Yes. Yes, we do. And that is actually playing the 28th, March 28th. Do I have it or do you have it?
You have a brochure.
I don't know. But anyways, 419-0008, 419-0008. And just call, leave your name, your number, and your email, and part of the team will get back with you. And that's all it is get your name and number in. So what are we going to start off giving away?
How about if we start off with, I want to go with The Heights. So let's bring that in and do The Heights here. It sounds like a whole lot of fun. And at the Cabrillo Theater, they put on some great shows. So let's do The Heights.
There you go. 419-0008. Also, I do want to talk about this. I have a gift certificate, $50 to Barkham Pet Supplies. And now he's got, Craig's got two locations now, one on Carmen, which is a great facility where you can actually bring your dogs in there to be babysat and, you know, groomed, everything. And then he's got one on Victoria in Oxnard. So that is going to be part of our giveaway too. So anyways, that's what we're talking about. I do want to remind you that we do have a 6 to 7 show every Saturday, and it's a completely different show, and we start our day in a positive way. And then again, if you miss any part of our show, you can go on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there, or iTunes, and also become one of our friends on Facebook, because we've got a sweepstake going where you can just log on there and have a chance to win lots of great things that are happening. So let's welcome Huck Flynn, his book right now, Rockin' Bam. There you go. And, you know, I never knew that little history about you. So
thank you for having me.
Yeah,
Kim.
I appreciate it. I really enjoyed your show the other night,
first
too.
You saw me as a musician.
Yeah.
Then you saw me as a comedian. And now you're interviewing me as a writer.
Yeah.
I keep surprising you, don't I?
I know. You got, like, lots of facets of your life.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Which one are you more passionate about?
I'm passionate about everything I do.
You are. See, that's what I love it. That's what passion.
But I don't wake up at 6. I'm sorry.
I know. I know.
I don't start throwing up till 9. But anyway, just to tell you real quickly, when I was 18 years old, my Uncle Bob, who was a lawyer for Frankie Lane, amongst other people, got me a gig in Hollywood in 1969 at Frankie Lane's publishing company. And the office was run by Marshall Lieb, his son-in-law, Marshall Lieb, who 10 years earlier graduated from Fairfax High with Phil Spector, and they got into a little band called the Teddy Bears, and their first song went to number one, To Know Him Is to Love Him. And Marshall ran the office, and I was a staff writer at 18 years old. People would come in with their lyrics. We'd go in the back. We'd spend all day writing the song, put it down on a little Craig tape recorder, the one with the little gear shift, and then we'd turn it in at the end of the day. And that was a fabulous experience. And some band from New Orleans came through and thought I was just it and loved my singing and writing and playing, and they wanted me to go with them to New Orleans. So I did. I went to New Orleans, and the band didn't work out. But I called home, and my mother said, hey, there's a letter from the Army here for you. And I said, well, open it. And she said, okay. And I said, what does it say? And she said, it says your draft lottery number is 15. So
nuts.
Monday morning, I went downtown New Orleans, and I went into the Army. I spent a year in the States, and then I got orders to Vietnam. And 8 days in at Cameron Bay, I got a job as a lead singer and lead guitar player for a rock band. We became the most popular rock band in Nam. We got filmed by Steve Bell from ABC News at China Beach in Da Nang. And it was the wildest year ever. And I told the story over and over through the years. And all my friends and family have been begging me, hey, you got to write that story.
And that is quite a story.
And now Rockin' Nam is out on Amazon. And we're working on the film deal. And there's a lot of important people that have this book. And hopefully we'll get the film done soon.
I love it. What? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
So what branch of the service were you
in? I was
in
the Army.
Okay.
I was in the Army. And the year I spent in the States, it's funny, I went to basic training at Fort Polk, Louisiana. And then I went into advanced training in Atlanta, Georgia, Fort McPherson, Georgia. I don't think it's there anymore. But I was walking towards the check-in, and I hear this music coming from this room. And I went in there. And I said, what's this? They said, it's a soldier show. And I said, well, I want to be in it. So I auditioned. I got into it. So my entire time in Atlanta, I toured all the colleges and bases in the Southeast with this soldier show. Then I went over to Nam, and I got into a band, and I played the entire year in Nam.
Is there pictures in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
So how long were you gone for?
I was gone 2 years in the Army, 1 year in Nam. So then I got back, and well, that's the after story, but we'll deal with this right now.
That's the current, right?
Well, the sort of the, you know, one of the nine lives.
You do have nine lives,
I'm
telling you.
I do. I want to write a book called Nine Lives.
There you go.
And it won't be about kitty food. Okay?
Oh, gosh. I love it. Well, and anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And we're talking with Huck Flynn right now. We're talking about his book, Rockin' Nam. So cool. What are you going
to
sing?
So, well, I got this song that I wrote for the soundtrack.
Please.
And it's on my CD.
Let's put the band back. You know, I'm a drummer. I was a rock and roll drummer when
Were
I
you?
Was in high school and college. Yeah. The Venturas.
69, got it on. Spend my time in Vietnam. Spend my time Vietnam. When am I going home? All along the DMZ, life was wild and crazy. Spend my time Vietnam. When am I going home?
Love it, love it. You know, so what's your thought on, gosh, on where we at are, to, you know, today with, you know?
I don't know if I want to comment on that, because I lived worlds away in 69, 70, 71, okay? It was just a completely different time. And, you know, the press was the same. They were always against any military action and all that. And, you know, rightly so in some circumstances. But when we got home, we were treated really, really badly. Really badly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's way better today.
I know. Spence.
So with the Army in Vietnam and having the integration that you would have, what kind of music would you play to entertain people? There had to be quite a mix, I'm guessing. So what was it
Well,
like?
I'm glad you asked. That's a good question, because here's the deal. We were the most popular band because we didn't play the usual bubblegum that the other bands played. We would play album cuts. Mm. You know, we would do unique songs. One of our best songs was Closer to Home by Grand Funk.
Oh, great song.
You know,
song.
I'm Your Captain.
Oh, sure.
I'm Getting Closer to My World, you know, which is Going Home.
Right.
We would play Roadhouse Blues by The Doors. We would play Vehicle by the Ides of March.
Sure.
So we played the different stuff that the guys didn't hear, and that's why we were the most popular.
And I mean, hands down. I have to tell you, if, you know, just even in your little act that you do, your comedian act, you know, all the songs that you played for each thing is amazing.
You know what's ironic, Kim, is that back in Nam, guys would come up to me after the show and say, wow, thank you. You really took me back.
Isn't that?
And when I do my comedy show touring around the States, because I make fun of old classic bands and I talk about old times and old rock and roll stuff, people come up to me and say the same thing. Wow, you really took me back. Thank you.
And I think it's because you reminisce, you know, where you're at in your life at that time. I mean, that's what, when I was...
It was also a different kind of time. It was a gentler, kinder America.
Kindler, gentler America.
It really was, wasn't it? We're the same age, so...
Yeah, I'm 39 and you're...
And holding, right?
Yeah.
But I do stuff like Eric Clapton, Camping. Lots my fire, cooks my food, heats my tent. Propane.
You got to see it. I'm serious. It was a great show, you know.
Where can
you
see it?
You can go to my website, HuckFlynn.com, www.HuckFlynn.com, Huck Flynn with one N. You can go to Amazon and get the book, Huck Flynn Rockin' Nam. And... you know, that's all the information you might ever need.
But where are you going to be next?
I'm going to be in Ojai later on today.
Okay.
Public Ojai.
But here's a question. Do you do comedy all the time? Is that your...
No, I do some music too.
Yeah, I know. I've seen
you. You know, my brother Pat
is
touring with Michael Martin Murphy and Leon Russell.
It's like a family affair.
And he lives in Nashville. Okay, so we always do stuff when we can. And we're going to put together a little week or two of stuff this summer. The Flynn brothers.
There you go.
Yeah.
So is there only two of you?
There's another Flynn brother in Colorado. We might include him. Who knows?
Okay. You know. The third son,
He's
right?
He's busy smoking right now. He can't be bothered.
Oh, the Colorado thing,
Oh, God. They really got the rap for that, you know what I mean?
Over the Super Bowl, the pot bowl?
What did I say? If the shoe fits, wear it, right? I don't know, you know? Yeah. So, Karen, you had a question.
Well, I just was going to say it might be a great opportunity to have him as our guest on our big event.
Oh, see?
Everything
appears when you need it.
I just did a gig in Vacaville for the Vacaville Chamber of Commerce.
Ah.
I get all these great gigs, you know, and they were doing a magic bus trip up to Sacramento where all these old hippies were on the bus, okay? And they hired me. They made a stop to get some beer and wine, And I get on the bus and I do my act on the bus
on the way up. How cool is that? You're really fortunate going back, you know, bringing out this book of the NOM, because a lot of the people that were there at that time are not doing good.
I have a dedication at the beginning of the book talking about. Can I read it for
Please.
You real quick? Because this is really important. I don't ever want to say, hey, I just skipped the life fandango in Vietnam and I had such a great time and wild time. But I just want to read you this testimonial that I wrote at the beginning of the book. As you will see and read in the chapters ahead, the story is a wild one. The author wishes to reach out to those soldiers who did not have such a great ride with their Vietnam experience. Although myself and some of my pals had quite the romp, we are still very sensitive to the fact that some came home mentally and physically impaired and others didn't come home at all. To these people, we have the highest regard and the greatest respect.
Wow, beautifully said.
So, I just want to say one more thing that you can go on my website or you can go on Amazon, and I tour around and I do book signings at all my gigs, and people are wonderful everywhere I go.
Isn't that great? Yeah, I mean, you had a ton of people at the Borderline when you were there. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was a good gig.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I'm telling you, you know, it's your guitar, your song. Jason Love kind of has, you know, that same It's all good. It's like the best medicine that you can have is to laugh. Do you like to laugh?
He's charming. Yes, of course I like to laugh. But I mean, Huck's just charming and interesting and provocative and smart. I mean, he's
my agent.
Yeah. He's just trying to win brownie points, you know? No. Oh.
Well, we're musicians. I was a musician. Okay. He still is.
But no, but you know what? I mean, what a talent. You know, he is funny. You've got it all happening.
I've been an actor.
Are you married?
No, they don't wait for you when you go out on the road. But
see?
I've been an actor. I've been, I go in the studio. I produce my songs. I've got blues stuff. I got a great blues band.
But right now,
I just wanted to get this book out. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. And a lot of people tell me the same thing. Hey, a million people talking about writing a book. Maybe 1% actually do it.
I just posted that on Facebook. I was like, what is the one thing that you put on a back burner and you want to get done? You know? I want to write a book. I've got it probably halfway.
So I'm working on the second book right now.
You're already working on the second book?
I am. I'm working on the movie deal for Rockin' Nom. And while I work on it, I'm starting in on my second book, which is called How to Be Unsuccessful at Stand-Up Comedy. Which is my tongue-in-cheek
I love it.
Message and all my road stories and all the people
so,
I ran into,
okay, so
club owners and this and that.
Question, okay, to me, that would be a really hard gig to make people laugh.
I do it in my sleep because I've been an entertainer since I was 11. I did my first gig at 11 in Redondo Beach. I was in the sixth grade and I was playing for a eighth grade graduation dance.
Have you ever been to a gig? I can't imagine you really doing this, okay? But I've seen other comedies, okay, where you don't make people laugh.
Well,
you know?
I guess that happens. No, I've never had any trouble like that, you know. But I've opened for so many people. I've opened for everybody from Sha-na-na to Lone Star to Travis Tritt to Three Dog Night to Starship to Spira Gyro to Marshall Tucker. I've opened for so many people.
That's awesome.
It's really fun.
That's awesome.
It's really fun.
We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, Huck Flynn, Rockin' Nom. Awesome book. I mean, great.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, awesome guy.
Needs a wife.
Yeah. Do you? He doesn't need any more problems in his life, right? Well, you know what? Actually,
look at Kim. She's married and she's got that big rock on her finger.
Oh, geez. Listen to this. Our next guest, Dan Chun, we're going to talk about how to pick a spouse. Maybe this could help you. I don't know, right?
So. You know, I think they're going to pick me if that ever happens.
They're going to pick you.
I'll be circulating around.
Yeah. You know. What did that last person say we were talking about? It's the journey. It's just the way it is, you know?
I don't care if the horse is blind, just load the wagon. Is that what she said?
I don't know. Maybe something like that. Anyways, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. Spence, let's give something away.
Yeah, let's do. Somebody said they liked bagels, so can we do bagels?
Sure.
Let's do Noah's Bagels, and that's a free dozen. I do believe it's a baker's. which adds one, so it's 13.
There
Noah's
you go.
Bakery, free dozen bagels right now.
419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and so glad you are here.
Welcome back.
Oh,
welcome
love it.
The Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, I love it. Could you
Better
be here every
tape
day?
This.
Yeah, it. We
welcome
are.
Welcome back.
We're on.
For everything that you want to know.
Ooh, I love it. That could be my opener. Can you do that?
I'm pretty much done.
I am. You're
I'm,
out of here.
I'm completely done. I am done. Done.
Look, you're in.
There's your partner right there.
Yeah. God, yeah. Heck, I love
Next
it.
Next career is radio, man. You need to be on radio, dog.
Yeah, I got a face for it. But anyway.
Oh, brother.
No, you really do
I'll
have
get
a
together
face
with
Spence over here. We'll hook it up.
Spence, okay. And we'll do a little, we'll do a couple IDs and some theme songs for you to pick from if you like to.
Okay, love it. Love it. Love it.
All right.
All right. Well, again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're having so much fun. So glad that you are here with us. And again, if you miss any part of our show, you can listen to it again on KimPaganoShow.com, on my website, and also on iTunes. And become one of our friends on Facebook. That's where we kind of give you a little positive look good, feel good, do good every day. And you can be a part of that.
Make this appointment radio, 2 o'clock Well, yeah. 6 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the morning and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
On Saturday.
On
Saturday. We will not disappoint you.
Yeah, we're going to be
talking. Kim, are you on Twitter, too?
I'm on Twitter, too. There we go. Got to be everywhere.
And the photo one?
Yeah. Instagram. Yep. Your picture will be all over. You don't even know what to do.
Pinterest.
There you go. Pinterest. There you go. Anyways, our next guest is Dan Chun, and he's going to talk about, I don't know, you said you wanted a little... maybe a spouse or something.
I don't.
Well, we'll find out. Okay. Anyways, he's going to talk about how to pick a spouse, and he's also an expert in dating and marriage. So let's welcome Dan Chun. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey. Aloha, Kim. Yeah. From Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. When can I come over there?
Anytime.
All right. That's one of my favorite places. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a pastor for 30 years, and there was a period in my life where I only worked with singles, those never married, divorced, or widowed, for about 7 years. And so I really immersed my life in their issues, and I've been counseling them for years, for decades, as I said. And so I just realized the pain is that marriage is really hard. But if you choose the wrong spouse right in the beginning, then you're like in deep caca from the very beginning.
You got that right.
And also, the divorce rate is just horrendous. I mean, it's an average of about 33%, depending on your demographics, as high as 40%. And who would get on an airplane from Los Angeles to Honolulu if the pilot says, by the way, you have a 40% chance of disappearing.
So. Yeah, hey, we can't even really talk about that right now. That's not a real
sensitive subject.
Yeah, very sensitive subject. Gosh, I tell you. But you know what? You're absolutely right. Is how important it is. What about the people that don't really know themselves and here they're trying to pick out a partner? I mean, that's scary. You're young, these kids are getting married. I don't know. But then what's your list? I know you said you have a 7 C's. Talk about that.
Okay. Well, the 7 C's, and by the way, that's the letter C for the listeners, not
yes.
the ocean.
C's. There you go. Okay.
And there are 7 things to kind of look for. And by the way, Neil Warren, who is the founder and CEO of eHarmony.com, he wrote the foreword, and he endorses saying if there's any book, this is the book to read on this topic. So the 7 C's, well, first is character. You really have to determine the person's character. And to see if this person is trustworthy or not. The 2nd C, just to make it really quick, is chemistry. Is there that pizzazz? The 3rd one is competency. Are they competent in keeping a job and following through what they say? The 4th C is culture. And I'm not just talking about ethnic culture, but I'm talking about all kinds of things, of financial culture and spiritual culture. Then there's commitment. Is this a person who can keep promises? Then there's communication. Can this person even say, I'm sorry, and will you forgive me, and I forgive you? And then the last one is core values, and that's just to rattle them off quite quickly.
Yeah, but that's an awesome list. I mean, what do you think? Isn't that cool?
Yeah, isn't core values character? Maybe you should only have 6 C's. Too many C's. Have 6.
7
Well, core
C's.
Values is character.
Yeah.
You have to start with character.
I think it's kind of like morals, right? What's your
everything,
core
everything,
moral?
Yeah.
Yeah, core values is a bit more than character, because one is he trustworthy? But the core values is really what is your life philosophy?
Well,
and so it goes a little deeper than that. But in all of these things, one of the main principles I talk about, it really takes a village. Like the old African phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. It really takes a village to choose a spouse, because when we get in that weird zone and we're so infatuated, we really need our friends to say, this guy, this gal, they're really not good for you. And most of the time, we don't give our friends permission to speak honestly of what they think.
Like you're going to listen to your friends? Really, Pastor? Really?
I'm sorry?
Are you really, this coach, are you really going to listen to your friends?
Pick
your mate? I don't think so.
Well, I'm saying that it's really important. And actually, not only for spouse choices, but for life choices. It's very important to be part of a community and not be a maverick on this. Because what happens is we say, you say, what do you think about Bob? Isn't Bob great? He's so wonderful. He's so good looking. He knows what I'm thinking before I even say it. And then you say, so what do you think of him? And at that point, you're painted in a corner, and you don't want to say what you really think. Like, how do you spell
so
sociopath?
So true.
Well, all I have to say, buddy, is, well, it's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along.
Oh, I love that. That is so perfect. Huck, you're done.
That's Huck Finn,
yeah.
Pastor Sean.
I love it.
Yeah, stay with us, buddy. Stay with us. On the show we call the what?
The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And you know what? I mean, really, Karen, I'm so glad you actually brought that up. I'm all about looking good, feeling good, and doing good. That's what it is. I'm a hair therapist. That's why I do my show, is just to bring really great people.
But not everybody
people.
Can look good. Look at Huck and I. Yeah.
You guys look awesome. Yeah, I have to tell you. Huck, but I should cut your hair, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can help you out.
You want to do a makeover? See, already, this is why you're not married. Yeah. She wants to do a makeover.
I didn't say a makeover.
In fact, you said a makeover. We can read between the lines,
believe me. Oh, my gosh. He's putting words in my mouth. That's probably why a lot of marriages don't work out,
I'm not touching that line with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, exactly.
How about how to pick a spouse? What an interesting subject. And I love his 7 C's.
Yeah.
6.5 C's.
6.5 C's, 7 C's. And they're the letter C's.
Notice he started with character first.
Yeah,
how many people, honestly, when you meet somebody for the first time,
Can you honestly tell somebody's character from the beginning?
I can. I have a good judge of character.
Do
and
you?
I learned early.
Well, it takes a while to quickly
say that person is.
Huck, you're not married. You're not qualified to get in this conversation. Right. Stay out of it.
There you go. Well, you know what? But here's a question, okay? So my husband and I, we've got 4 kids.
But you're infatuated.
Well, hold on a second, okay? This is really interesting. I had a little couple conversations with my clients yesterday. I don't even want to tell you what women think, but my husband, we were sitting on the couch for a long time. We both got home. We had dinner. We were like, you know, he's like, we've been sitting on the couch for 4.5 hours. This is getting boring. We need to do something with our lives. So we went out. We took a hike. We went 2 miles, came back, and we're like, now what? What do you think he said? I'm not even going to go there, right? But, you know, your life changes when you don't have any kids in your house anymore, right? And it's like you're starting all over again. What's your thought on that, Dan?
When you don't have kids in your life?
In your...
Like
emptiness, yeah.
Well, it's a whole new chapter of adventure because you have a lot more freedom now.
Exactly.
And you can really do a lot more things. But the challenge is sometimes the kids are the buffer.
Hey.
And when they disappear, you find out...
Is it good or is it bad? Yeah.
You know, can you communicate when it's not mainly talking about the kids or taking them to the soccer games or, you know, go boating and snorkeling as you've had in your previous shows? And so it's a whole different thing.
Yeah. And I mean, and you just got to start finding more interests. And I think it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
If you let it be.
And that's why, you know, it's really important when you pick a spouse, you find somebody who will be with you through all the different seasons of life, with children, without children. And that's not always easy to do, because if you think about it, anyone can get married. And you know, I think I have a book on my shelf that says how to get married in 30 days, and it's like 120 pages. And I'm thinking, I don't need 120 pages to write that. I don't even need 50. I don't even 10. All I need is one page with one sentence. And here's how you get married in 30 days: lower your standards. And anybody can get married.
Wow, that's good.
My thing is I'm trying to help people pick the right person. And the principles I taught, I researched the 261 who got married around the time when I was leading that singles department, and only 25 got divorced. And so these are the principles I taught that have been proven and practical that help people a great deal.
We're talking to Pastor Dan Chung here on the show we call
The Kim Pagano Show
at 1590 AM. Heard from Santa Monica to Santa.
We're gonna get
if
the
you drive
same
on the
people
one,
call
I don't care if the guy calls up, get in your car and drive on the 101. He took the 154.
I don't know, Mike, but we appreciate your call. I mean, you know, I love when my listeners call up and have an interest in my show. That is so cool. Also, we talked about, you know, somebody called up and said that there's no
I said there's nobody under 30 listening to the show. That was not a 30-year-old voice.
Well,
come in the studio and let me hear your voice.
Oh, brother,
come in the studio.
Whatever.
Anyway, we're talking to the pastor here. Marriage material. This is very interesting. Do you, Pastor Dan, do you have any kind of a test for some, like, Huck is not married, so I don't know if he's marriage material or not, but is there a test that you have in your book? What is marriage material?
That's a good question.
That's really good. Well, actually, in the book, in the appendices, I have this inventory that I use for premarital counseling to find out what people are like. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with what their parents' marriage is like, because rightfully or wrongfully, we reproduce this unwritten script in our heart to do what they did before. And if we've never seen our parents, let's say, be affectionate or affirming, we think that's how it's supposed to be, so we bring the same luggage into our marriage.
Interesting.
I believe that,
gotta have
yeah.
this guy back, because he's just
this
generating
is really
all kinds
inner,
of stuff.
Yeah. I think so, too. Here's what I want to know. Just for any of my listeners who's maybe thinking about it,
that's kind
you know,
of Freudian. I know he's not a psychiatrist, neither I am, but that's kind of old school Freudian what he just said.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. That's why we have to have him back to challenge
him. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, the research shows we try to marry the person who makes up sometimes for the deficit that our father or mother had.
I didn't have a father, and my mother was a good person, but I have had a great marriage.
Fantastic.
That's because
so
your wife,
means
right?
You could create your own model.
Oh.
See, part of it is you know, people are trying to find the right person. You have to be the right person.
Mm.
You know, when somebody
be
somebody
the
says,
example.
I want this person who is, you know, who is thoughtful and kind and, you know, does this or that. And then you ask him, well, do you do that? He goes, well, no. And I said, well, why would you want to marry somebody who's not like you?
This
so
is
be the
true.
Person that you want to marry.
Dan, you talk about yellow flags. What are those?
Well, yeah, and the way I talk about it in the book, I kind of talk about there's an, you know, in computers we have this antivirus software that kind of goes beep, 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 beep when something happens. And some of them are like, if you notice the person is real stingy during the dating time. I actually know of a couple where the husband gives his wife $25 a week to spend. I mean, that's like nuts. But that should have been picked up in the dating time, right?
Cheap.
And anger is a big one. The blame game.
Mm.
Still not leaving their parents. Signs of deception. Possessiveness. Signs of addiction of a variety of kind. A self-centeredness. A lack of social awareness.
Socially, you know, there's people that can't really be around other people. That, you know, socially awkward.
Yeah, and they can be overcome. I mean, I talk about in the book of how this young woman from the East Coast had her boyfriend come over to the house and spend the weekend. And in the East Coast, in her family at least, they were very formal. And so Saturday breakfast, the father's wearing a tie, dress slacks, long sleeves, and her boyfriend comes bounding down with a T-shirt and shorts. Well, that would be bad news, but he has learned to the cultural differences, and he, you know, the marriage is doing fine now.
I love it. All right. Well, again, Dan Chun, thank you so much. How to Pick a Spouse. Is that the name of your book?
Yes, How to Pick a Spouse.
Where do we get that?
And the website is on howtopickaspouse.com, and you can get it Amazon. You can get a Kindle or digital book. You could get an audio book in which I read it.
Oh, I want you to send me one of those. I just talked about that. Can you send me one of those? I'm going to.
Sure.
Okay.
The audio book, you're saying?
Yeah. I love that. To have
in
my car.
The paperback, the audio book, and you can get it electronically.
I love it.
And there's study questions at the end if you want to do it with your friends.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you. We're going to have you back. Dan Chun, thank
guest.
You so much for being a part of our show. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, but I'm going to give away a $50 gift certificate to Barkum Pet Supplies. And there's two locations. There's Carmen Drive in Camarillo and Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. For all my friends out there that are animal lovers, Craig is a really great guy over there.
Why don't
Huck
take us out with some Beach Boys what can you take us out with? Some Stones?
I was thinking about after that PSA by Kim, of taking you out with some... Patty Page.
Okay, ooh, Patty.
Yeah. How much is that dog in the window?
There you go. I love it.
I was just kidding.
Oh,
but anyway,
God.
I just wanted to say that part of my trails, my road path, I've done 4 Tony La Russa ARF benefits in Walnut Creek, California.
Oh, very
Tony,
cool.
The ex-manager for the A's and the
St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals. Multi-World Series winner. He puts on Animal Rescue Foundation, ARF benefits, and I've done 4 of them with Huey Lewis, with Bonnie Raitt, with REO, Sammy Hagar.
Do you have animals?
I have had animals from time to time.
Okay.
But
let's go to break.
Very
and I
cool.
want let's keep them for the
yeah,
next segment.
Yeah,
because
so right now, that's perfect.
About how to, learning to forgive, because that's this is a big issue with Vietnam.
I think so. Well, okay, again, $50 gift certificate right now, 805-419-0000. I just told
Wait,
you.
Wait, let her give her the phone number
to
again.
419-0008. 419-0008.
What are you giving $50 away for? What is
and
it?
All you have to do is call up, say your name, your number, and your email, and somebody will get back with you. And this is for Barkham Pet Supplies.
Leashes and food.
See, they've got, oh my
toys,
God, toys. It's like
toys.
Toys R Us.
How come you don't go
animals?
Like the 50th caller? So anybody can call up and.
Well, they all get entered, and then I do
got
a
it.
Random.
She does it the,
so
does it the
it's
right
good.
Way.
It's good. Everybody gets a chance. So, anyways, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're having fun.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Francis Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here. This Huck, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Coach Ron Tunick and Karen Campbell. And, of course, Tom Spence here. And we're just going to chat right now. You know, we've been kind of toying around with lots of different ideas. And not only that, this is just fun. I mean, that's what it's all about.
It's just fun till daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I love baby. It. He's bringing Beach back Boys. So many memories. Yeah.
He's so charming. He's so interesting.
You guys are so complimentary.
Well, but it's fun to have somebody.
I'm not used to this.
I mean, it's fun to have somebody
on your wavelength.
Yeah.
Look at Kim's pens are even pink. I love it. I love it.
Actually, you know what? I do have pink pens, but I don't know where I got that one. Okay.
Oh,
see,
she
Karen's
brought it in.
So pens.
Real estate lady brought it in.
Yeah, see, I love
Sign
it.
Here.
I love it. Yeah, I got to have pink. Do men wear pink? Do you wear pink?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did in the old days, you know, before I got kicked out of a lot of places.
It doesn't go with me. I'm Scottish.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Are you Scottish?
Yes, I am.
Scottish. So.
Three Scots walk out of a bar. Hey, it could happen.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Gosh, I love it.
Your 20 Scots got killed in a downtown accident. Two cabs collided.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well,
what's the name of the show?
Kim Pagano
Show. 1590 AM. You're listening from Santa Monica to somewhere in Santa Barbara County.
KVTA.
That's right.
Karen Campbell, the fabulous Karen Campbell, Troop Real Estate. Number one. If you're gonna list a house this weekend, you have to list a house. Something's happened in your life. Do you have a phone number?
You need a microphone. Yeah, she's got to get a
805-320-0225.
Now, you have buyers, right?
I have lots of buyers.
So if somebody has to list their house.
I have buyers
ready to
purchase.
Yeah,
you're getting an award, right?
I am.
And what is that award for?
It's for production.
Very good.
Let's not pump her up too.
Well, yes. I just want,
Let's
I mean,
not go
you know.
There, but yes.
Yeah, you got an award. You got to own it. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Right.
I mean, that's cool. That just means your production's right up there. So, okay, Coach. So we're going to talk a little bit.
Well, I wanted to keep Huck here because I just like him and I love the music. I think we need to do an oldies but goodies show. Most of our audience is older. Period.
Oh, brother.
Period.
Just because you are.
Well, that's
going to
change because I'm going to put this on Facebook and a lot of younger people are going to listen to the show.
See? I love it. He's going to take us to
Facebook.
The next step.
Is on Instagram, Pinterest, other sites.
Yeah.
Facebook's older.
But you know what? I've noticed.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Can we friend each other?
Please do.
All right.
But I wanted to comment on your comment about the oldie show and older people listening to the show. I just want to say that
what do you want to say?
I'm still working as a comedian because my audience
young.
Is in their 20s and 30s, but they all love that old music.
You know what?
They
you are
love
so
it.
Right. I'm telling you, my kids.
I've got friends with teenage kids that love Zeppelin and the Doors.
Why do they like the music?
Because it's better.
Because it has harmony, melody,
no,
and you can hear the words and they tell a
great.
Story.
It's great, and that's where the new stuff came from.
Do you guys watch? Of course, you watch this. I like The Voice better, but I did watch American Idol last week. Okay.
There's
Led Zeppelin. They were like tearing it up, and
right.
It was awesome.
It's sad this session because there's no real stars on American Idol. It's hard to watch.
Yeah. Come on, give us
Why don't
a little
there be an American Idol
Zeppelin.
For our age group?
Would
anybody
I
watch?
Think they, I think they
would,
have.
Would
an,
anybody watch?
I think
that
they have,
is a good idea.
I think they
yeah.
have an oldies reality show, don't they?
No.
They don't?
Where?
Oh, my God.
It's
that's
brought to you by
idea.
Geritol. You don't know that show?
Well, that's a good
Stadium,
idea,
so.
You know?
All right, so let's talk about something that we've been talking about the last few weeks, this background music. Learning to forgive yourself this weekend. I think this is a great way to start your weekend.
How do you forgive yourself, or
it's
how
not
do you
easy.
Forgive somebody else that really hurt you?
Wow.
That's big. I mean, you know, have you ever been really hurt?
Sure, we all have.
Yeah.
But isn't that the essence of life? Isn't that...
What if everybody else thinks that you should forgive them and you still can't quite get over that?
It's the gift that you give yourself. So when you can forgive somebody else, you're really giving yourself the number one gift you can give yourself. Because when you have that energy that's going in the wrong direction, it's only hurting you. It's only hurting you. So you've got to find a way to forgive yourself, forgive the other person, and you, as you say, use your energy to create that happiness in your life.
Yeah, but what if somebody's deceived you? Have you ever been deceived, Spence?
It's no. The people that are successful.
He definitely doesn't want to go there. No,
it's the people that are successful that can brush that off their shoulder.
You're absolutely right.
You know,
right.
But most people want to act on that and be vengeful because it feels good to them, and they think that they're doing themselves a favor by doing that. But in the long run, they're not. And Don Henley said it best. It's all about forgiveness.
Wow.
You got any Don Henley
Come
in
on, you?
Come
on, you got
Come on,
yeah.
Here, listen
He's
to
got
this.
It all
this is my favorite.
Right,
I got the news today. I didn't want to hear. You said you found someone. You remember that song?
Yes. I just came from the Eagles concert in Las Vegas. Just
to the heart of the matter.
And you have a great voice.
I can't sing.
Thank you.
You have, yeah. You got
every night. You know, a lot of people love my Rod Stewart. Did you know that?
I love Rod Stewart.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd sound like this. My whole life through.
Oh, love it.
My friend Jimmy Roberts is out on tour with Rod right now. He's having a ball.
Why are you here?
Rod is 70.
Why are you in the studio with us?
Are you kidding? Hello?
Because I had the day off, and I was
on
my way to Ojai, and I wanted to see Kim because I don't get to see her.
Yeah, it's all about Kim.
See?
It is all about Kim.
What's the name of the show?
Kim Pagano Show.
2 o'clock every Saturday. It's appointment radio. And 6 a.m.
And 6 a.m. If you are up, which, of course, you know, a lot of people aren't, but, you know, the ones.
Not on Saturday, though.
It's hard to be up. Spence is up.
Are you a forgiving person, Huck?
I am, because I don't want that on me. Ooh. I don't want to carry around baggage. That's the worst thing in the world.
So how do you give?
Well,
it
I
up?
Have so much going on in my life that it's easy for me to walk down the road, you know. And you know, I rarely put myself in the position to be hurt that bad.
So do you have boundaries in your life?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, boundaries. I mean, you know.
We all have boundaries. You don't have boundaries?
Probably.
Yeah, a boundary is.
I only go as far as Ojai and then down to Canoga Park, you know.
Oh,
well, boundaries are like a guideline. So you're careful.
No, I told her I had a great judge of character. I can see stuff coming.
So that's
before
your boundary,
it gets
then.
Here.
So
okay?
You probably don't interact.
But
with
I
people.
Have gotten hurt, and I have gotten schemed upon and put upon or whatever. But
my God, son, you're in the entertainment industry.
I don't want to carry that load around with me. I just don't want that baggage. I want to be happy go lucky. I want to be that way, so that's the way I am.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So
on the show
is.
We call
the Kim Pagano Show. It's about looking good, feeling good.
You want to give something
good.
Away, do
we
you, girl?
Are the,
the coach has
side.
A point, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
what the is his University of Oregon hat on?
You think?
He's a smart kid.
Although he's colorblind.
Autzen Stadium, baby.
Yeah, baby. You've been there?
Of course.
Isn't that one of the great
you
places?
Know, I saw ZZ Top at Autzen Stadium. I'd like to do my impersonation
Go.
Of ZZ Top in Eugene, Oregon.
Go.
She's got legs, but she don't shave them. All right, that was a joke.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
Huck Finn.
Okay.
Flynn.
All right, Flynn.
Yes, thank you.
Not, yes, I know your
Huck
last
Flynn.
Name.
Yes,
Flynn
yes.
with an N. One N.
One
Huck
N.
Flynn
yeah.
with an N dot com.
With an N, with an N, with an N, then, then.
Oh,
but I appreciate you having me in here.
I love it.
With
You're
all
welcome
your guests.
Anytime.
You know, you've yeah. got. You've got
Spent.
Well, I was going to call you something else.
Phil Hartman.
No, I was going to call you. Gary Owens over there.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Gary Owens. Boy, yeah. that goes back to We Were Soldiers Once and Young. Gary Owens was the Cadence, right?
Yeah, well, he was also the guy on Laugh-In.
Yeah, Gary Owens with
Remember
the
Laugh-In.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Remember
Beautiful
Laugh-In?
Downtown Burbank.
Right, with Goldie Hawn and
Gary Owens. Though.
And Lily
It's funny
Tomlin.
How that name comes around
and
twice.
And with the real estate lady
yeah,
here,
Karen.
And she's got a big weekend coming up.
Karen
and
Campbell. All right. Well, gosh, you know, I mean, we didn't really.
Are you giving anything away?
We're giving lots of stuff away. What else do we have, Tom?
We have great musical. Yeah. How about if we go with Papa John's? We didn't do any pizza.
You know what? I was thinking about that. Papa John's. There you go.
Time out for just a second. Do you have pizza. A CD that you sell or somebody can buy? You do?
Do you have all your songs on it?
All
oh,
of
my
them?
God. I
He's
still
nodding
want
his head.
It.
You're supposed
okay.
to speak into the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
he
I was on TV.
He got shy for a second.
He got shy.
He got shy. Did
the
you
stuff
see
you're
that?
Giving away, Kim, are yeah. those your sponsors?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that you have sponsors.
Yeah.
I would love to donate a book and a blues CD for you to give away.
Bingo.
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
We guilted
all
him
right.
into it.
See? I love it. Nice. All you have to do is call 805-419-0008. 419-0008.
Signed copy of Rockin' Nom and a signed copy of Nothing But the Blues by Huck Flynn.
I love it. I love it. All right. Did you guys all hear that? That's what this is about, giving back here on the Kim Pagano Show. All you have to do is call up, leave your name, your number, and your email, and part of our team will get back with you. That's what we do here. Are we at the end of our show?
Hey, we're wrapping it up now.
Yeah.
60 seconds left to say something.
Gosh, all
yes,
right.
Yes, all
Huck.
I want to say is, what's your name?
I love it.
What's your
it.
Number?
Huck, this is a pleasure to have you on.
Thank
you.
Rockin' Nom, Amazon.com.
There you go. Everybody grab a copy of his book and his CD. Karen Campbell, Troop Realty, thank you so much. Coach Ron Tunick, The Thinking Room is your book, of course, right? And Spence?
In the Thinking Room.
In the Thinking Room.
Spence, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and of course, Tom Spence. Let me end my show with a moment of happiness. The object of education is to prepare the young to educate themselves throughout their lives. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. If you miss any part of our show, just go on our website and you can have it all there. It's all downloaded there in iTunes. And remember, every Saturday, 6 to 7 and 2 to 3. Thanks so much. There you go. All right. We'll talk to you later.
People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas.